Hello again, Battle Buddies. Battle Boy George here, again with some more DM tips. This time we are going to be talking about rules. Yep, it is time for all of us to argue with each other. This is all my opinion, so take it for what it is. Rules, this is 100% table dependent and something you as a DM have to discuss with your table prior to even running a session. I mean, maybe at your session zero, maybe even before you run a session zero, because this can make or break a table, a campaign, and so on. I know some of you guys memorize each and every book, which is great. You know, the more power to you, you fucking beautiful knowledge sponges. Others, you know, you study the core books. You know, the MM, the Monster Manual, the Dungeon Master's Guide, and the PHB, the Player's Handbook. Or you say, fuck it. Nothing wrong with whatever you do, however you do it, as long as it is clearly understood by your players and by you as the dungeon master how all of you feel. If you want to follow them down to every little last word, pause combat for however long you decide to make sure you're all understanding, you know, the little subtext, and you know, especially spells, well, go ahead. If that's how you all want to play, take a vote if you have to. Be a bit rules loose if everyone wants. I would say go by majority rules. Sure, as a dungeon master, you can pull the power move of what I say goes. And if you as the players don't like it, ditch that DM. Straight up. You know, there isn't a nice way to go about a rules video podcast, whatever. And you know, if that does happen, maybe one of you guys should try out DMing, because it's fun. In my opinion, you don't need to know each and every little last detail. Know a lot, for sure. The important stuff, know in depth, and then go from there. So for example, say your table is a cleric, a sorcerer, a fighter, and a rogue. You know, four PCs, perfect. Get to know those classes well and prioritize them over others. Like, there isn't a druid in that party. Okay, so probably don't focus very hard on learning druid spells for now. You know, maybe later on you'll have, you know, an NPC ally or a villain that casts druid spells, then start to learn those spells. Get to learn and know your PC's races, even, so you can be aware of, like, for example, half-orcs having relentless endurance. If you have a half-orc in the party, you know, you should probably know what that does. You know, it bumps you back up to one hit point if you go unconscious and you're not killed outright, for example. Other than that, I would say, you know, like that example with the cleric and sorcerer and stuff, you know, discuss with whoever's playing that rogue how you as the dungeon master perceive how sneak attack works. And if you and that player, you know, if you see eye to eye, great, keep it as it is. You know, if you are disagreeing, meet in the middle. You know, figure out a way for you both to be happy, and do that with each and every single one of your player characters. I do believe campaign to campaign, you'll learn more, and some things that you have learned in the past will fade away. You know, like that druid example, maybe one of those PCs, say like the sorcerer last campaign, was playing a druid. You know, one day you'll look back and say, wow, no one's casted Blight in like 3 years. How does that work again? What's the saving throw? It's going to happen. Lastly, I hope you all know it, and I hope you all love it, because I know I do, and I know every table I've DM'd for loves it. And if you don't know the term, I'll introduce it here. It's called the Rule of Cool. Very simple and pretty self-explanatory. For those of you that are unaware, this is more, in my opinion, almost like a philosophy or a state of mind, determined rather in the moment by your dungeon master. So say like your PC asks if they can parkour off the thing. Once they reach the top of it, do a backflip, and as they're falling mid-backflip, they want to throw their dagger at the enemy and land in a three-point stance. Dude, fuck yes. If I'm your DM, you can absolutely do that, because that is fucking awesome. However, I'll probably say you need a pretty high, like, acrobatics check or athletics check or something like that, with a fairly high DC. Maybe disadvantage on the attack, or the enemy is kind of behind like a tree that's next to a wall, and you know, it's kind of providing half cover, so you know, they get a little armor class boost or whatever. You know, the point is you can absolutely do that, because you're not like blatantly breaking the rules. You know, you're just trying to do something that's really fucking awesome, and I personally love that. So when your PC presents you with something like that that is amazing, you know, get a little rule bendy, in my opinion. You know, it's not like they're asking for the fucking Needler gun from Halo. At the very least, just let them try, and if they roll a natural one, they can epically fail and everybody will have a good laugh. Or on the other end of the spectrum, they roll a natural 20 and it becomes one of the most epic moments at level 6 throughout your entire campaign, and people are still remembering it 2.5 years later when they're level 18 or 19 or whatever. So I guess the premise of it is just let them try. It's not going to kill you. Hopefully it doesn't kill them. You know, it'll depend on the dice. Hopefully it doesn't. So I hope this helped. And as always, the best of luck, and Battle Buddy George out.